Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move. Here's a quick question. Have you ever poured time into a blog post, a social post, or a service page and watched almost no one click the next step? It's frustrating because the content can be good, but the next step is fuzzy. People read, nod, then move on. Today, I want to fix that with a tiny rewrite that pays off immediately. Today's topic is the single sentence CTA switch. In one short line, we'll give your audience a clear action, a clear benefit, and a ridiculously simple next step. That tiny change is often all it takes to turn passive readers into active clicks. Over the next 8 to 10 minutes, I'll show the three-part formula, rewrite a weak service page CTA, and a social post ask, and give you 5 ready-to-use variations you can drop in today. Let's break that down. The core formula is action plus benefit plus easy next step. Action is the exact thing you want them to do. Click, download, book, reply. Benefit answers, what do I get, in one short phrase. Easy next step removes friction. Say how many clicks, how long it takes, or what to expect next. For example, download the 3-page checklist to stop overthinking your offers. It's a 1-click PDF. Action, download. Benefit, stop overthinking your offers. Easy next step, 1-click PDF. Why each part matters? Action gives direction. People won't guess your intention. Benefit creates desire. Now they know what changes for them. Easy next step lowers the perceived cost. It answers the silent question, how much will this interrupt me? Across formats, you keep the same 3 parts, but compress or expand them depending on space. In email subject lines, you might shorten the benefit. On a service page, you can be more specific about the outcome.
Okay, example time. Imagine a service page that ends with, contact us to learn more about our consulting services. That's fuzzy. What does learn more mean? Is contacting a call, a form, a sales pitch? People hesitate. A single sentence CTA rewrite could be, schedule a 15-minute clarity call to map one immediate improvement for your lead flow. No sales pitch, just ideas. Action, schedule. Benefit, map one immediate improvement for your lead flow. Easy next step, 15-minute call, and no sales pitch.
Notice a few deliberate choices. I specified time to reduce commitment anxiety. I promised an immediate outcome to increase perceived value. And I removed the fear of a hard sell. That combination gets more people to hit the button. Now a social post example. Original. DM me if you want help with your email marketing. That's guessing the platform's frictions, and it places the burden on the reader to craft a message. A stronger single-sentence social CTA? DM me help, and I'll send a 3-step checklist to free up 30 minutes a week in your inbox. Action, DM me help. Benefit, free up 30 minutes a week. Easy next step? You send one word. Small friction, high clarity. That kind of micro-action is low effort and easy to follow, which is exactly what you want on social.
Now let's get practical. Here's a 4-point checklist to write better CTAs fast. 1. Match to intent. Is the reader just browsing, researching, or ready to buy? Make the CTA fit that intent. 2. Pick the micro action. Keep it as small as possible while still delivering value. 3. Remove friction. Add time, format, or expectation details. 4. Set an expectation. Say what happens next so the user isn't guessing.
And here are 5 ready-to-use single-sentence CTA templates you can copy and adapt right now. 1. Download the 1-page checklist to fix your pricing in 30 minutes. 2. Book a 15-minute clarity call to get one specific idea for more leads. 3. Reply yes, and I'll email a sample welcome sequence you can copy. 4. Click to claim a 7-day trial. No card required. Cancel anytime. 5. Save this post and DM guide to get the 3 templates I mentioned.
Quick notes on choosing a template. If traffic is warm and on your site, use a booking or download. If it's social, where friction is higher, use single word replies or save and DM moves. If your audience is skeptical, lead with low risk fair exchange offers, like a short checklist or a trial with no card. And rotate wording so repeat audiences don't get bored. Change the benefit language, not just the verb. Traffic and measurement. Don't expect a miracle from one tiny test if you have almost no visitors. Test the CTA on a higher traffic piece first. Your top blog post, your most active social channel, or your primary lead magnet. Run the swap for a short window, say 7 to 10 days, and compare clicks or conversions to your baseline. Small changes add up when you apply them consistently.
One more real-world tweak. On a pricing or services page, you can A/B two single-sentence CTAs that differ only in benefit framing. One focused on time saved, the other on revenue or leads. Track which benefit language resonates more with your audience, and then use that winner across other pages.
All right, here's today's practical marketing move. Pick one live piece of content, a top-performing blog post, your service page, or a scheduled social post, and replace the current CTA with a single-sentence CTA using action plus benefit plus easy next step. Publish or schedule the change, and note the current click or conversion rate as your baseline. Run the swap for 7 days and compare results.
To make this even easier, use this one-line worksheet in your head. What one tiny action can they take? What immediate benefit will they get? How will you make it feel low effort? Then, write that as a single sentence and drop it in. That's the whole move. Let's make this simple.
Before we wrap, a quick reminder of risks and how to handle them. Don't apply CTAs mechanically. Match the ask to the reader's intent. If traffic is low, test on a higher traffic asset. And to avoid repetition, rotate the benefit language and the micro action so repeat visitors don't see the exact same line every time.
Here's today's marketing move one more time. Swap in a single sentence CTA on one live piece of content. Publish it and check results in a week. It's small, measurable, and repeatable. That's how progress happens.
If you try this today, send me a quick note. Tweet the result or DM with one line, what you changed and the lift you saw. I read those messages and they help me pick future episodes. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count.